Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8-Man Strong. All right, a couple things to get to before we hit our next break, and then we get the Platinum one on. Do you want to talk about the feud between, Alabama? Why does it seem like Alabama's in the middle of a lot of feuds?
Why? Who's in the feud with Alabama?
Texas. So I guess last year, and I hate to do that. Well, you started it, but I guess last year Texas was going to put the Alabama band in the upper deck of their stadium. So Texas comes to Bryant Denny this weekend, and guess where the band is?
In the upper deck.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
I thought it was like running up the score. I thought maybe Saban was running up the score on a team, and like, you know, it was already out of reach, and then you keep running up the score. Is there unwritten rules in football where you just let them go gracefully, or do you really want to drive it?
Unwritten rule or a rule?
I mean, it's obviously not a rule, but unwritten rule for sure.
Alabama comes to Tampa to play USF this year. We will be there.
Yes.
I expect Alabama to score 194.
Okay.
But USF took the money.
Take the foot off it. Like,
absolutely not.
Because for a lot of these guys, stats are going to get them to the next level.
Absolutely.
When you go to the combine and you have, like, you know, oh, I had three interceptions in this game and I had this success and 1,000 yards rushing.
Players have said this. We've talked to NFL players about, you know, the celebration. And their comment is, it's your job to stop it.
Yeah.
They're not going to celebrate if they don't get in the end zone, sure. Right? USF took the money, and I don't blame them, right? You know, that's how some of these smaller schools can get some millions of dollars, is by coming knowing they're going to get their brains beat in, which they're going to. The stadium will sell out, I'm sure, because it's Alabama. No, it's not their job to stop.
And I saw a report this week that the big powerhouse schools, because of the money and the license agreements and TV deals, that the way the smaller schools are going to compete is that they're going to sell alcohol at the games. So they're going to allow concessions to compensate these smaller schools. And that's why USF has always played at Raymond James, because it's a pro stadium. They have concession license agreements in place. And it's a college game, but they get to sell alcohol.
Not to totally correct you, the reason that the USF Bulls have played at Tampa Stadium is because they don't have a stadium.
Well, that's the number one reason.
Yeah, that's the biggest reason.
But the concessions is huge.
Oh, of course. And they were able to sell alcohol because it's not on campus. Right.
Because they made all the alcohol sales.
Now let's just hope, by the time they build the stadium, that they still have a football team.
Right.
No, I'm just, the way it's going, you know, it's just the big conferences and everything else is just going to slowly go away. I think they will play. Yeah, they're the big 120. Yeah, they're going to have to change the logo. So, allegedly, I happen to see this, and I don't follow news. I don't do research. I make stuff up as we go. Sean Strickland struck someone yesterday in Australia, leading up to his fight this weekend.
A little sparring.
So the story that I read was a fan approached Sean Strickland for a photo. Sean Strickland thought it was for a photo. Now, we just saw Sean Strickland at Randy Couture's, Extreme Couture. He's a coach there. He was training. He was doing stuff. A very pleasant dude. Just don't get him rolling with the F-bombs. But other than that, really cordial. We had to mail him something. We wrote the wrong number down. I'll take the blame. I went and had to get his apartment number. Sure, no problem. Really a cordial, really cool dude. So he thought that the guy was coming up and going to ask for a photo. And as he got closer, he started to rip him. You know, Israel's going to kick your butt, blah, blah, blah. So allegedly, Sean struck him.
Okay.
And what he said was, you know, I don't have any beef with the guy. The guy wants to come get a photo this weekend. I'm more than willing. And I want to thank him for not pressing charges.
Wow. Was that the guy that's all boxing with at the tryout?
No, I believe this was a fan.
Well, this guy looked like a fan. He was like a
well, he wasn't boxing him.
Did you see him?
No.
Did you see it? No. So there was a video of them at media day, and he's like, there's a guy, and he's like, they both got gloves on, and he's like, boxing with this kid, like a younger adult man. I won't use the word Jimmy Hart. But he's not a mid.
You won't use it, and then you did.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to use the word midget.
Right.
So I'm not referring to this guy as a midget, but he's a smaller man compared to Sean Strickland. And Strickland was just touching him up. It was just an awkward video, but it was a media thing. So I'll look at that video in the break.
Just what I want to do. UFC 293 this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the main event. I hope, I would love to see. I just don't think we're going to see it.
Now, speaking of UFC, I did see this come across the internet yesterday. Obviously, it's not a real fight card.
Oh, and by the way, the thing that's playing on your screen is a replay. The Rays, whoever they're playing.
This is a imaginary fight card for UFC 296.
I know. I sent it to Steve. He's like, we're going, right? We got to go to this. We got to go.
Your main event would be McGregor versus Chandler at 170-pound welterweight. Your co-main would be O'Malley versus Vera. Then it would be Holloway versus Tapira.
I want to see that fight.
This fight card would be like the greatest fight card of all. The one thing you would need on it is John Jones. Like, you can't have a legendary fight card, like a holy grail of fight card without John Jones.
Well, it depends. If John loses in November, you still think that it's mandatory that he's on? Because he wouldn't be the main event now. Like, the next big card is UFC 300.
Yeah.
All right? UFC 300, if and when, and I think John does win in November. If John wins, he's probably going to be the main event for UFC 300. And that's when you load that baby up.
Then you get Nunez out of retirement. You get Ronda Rousey out of retirement.
Well, there is rumors of Ronda Rousey coming back. That doesn't excite me. That doesn't excite me at all. I don't know what that means.
Like, it's like wrestling. It's like
no.
Scripting.
I don't think so.
Right
no.
Finger.
You can't do that because then it questions everything moving forward. And that's why when the whole thing and the WWE had to come out, WWF at the time, it's scripted, we're entertainers, whatever. You know, you can't continue and then infiltrate, you know, garbage, scripted. It's not garbage, scripted. In when it's as real as it gets. But yeah, I think John needs to win in November to be the main event for UFC 300. And how cool would that be? And if you build UFC 300 to be the biggest, I think you can do Dallas.
I mean, they're predicting like prelims, Tony Ferguson versus Paddy Cummins, right? Diaz versus Weidman.
Yeah.
I mean, Friola made the... Did he make this card?
Yeah, I was going to say it was his camp. It was Matt Arroyo.
Yeah.
Allegedly. That's a joke.
But this is, it would be an amazing card. I saw
something, and I don't know who sent it out, but it was somebody, I guess, representing or being involved with or friends with Chris Weidman, saying Chris Weidman would like a easy fight so he can go out on a win or something Is it? It is important. It is important because it's something that you have to, you know, live with for the rest of your life. Did you see the story about the gloves from the Korean Zombie?
No.
Someone stole one. So, you know, he took them off and he put them, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then as he was leaving to go into the back, you know how they all reach over. And this is partly the zombie's fault as well.
Okay.
I mean, give it to somebody.
Right.
Protect it. Somebody ripped one of the gloves out of his hand
and
stole one. Wow. And then he figured as he's walking, well, I lost one, might as well lose them both. And he threw the other one in the stands.
Wow.
I mean, that's awful. That is awful. They should have video. They should be able to.
It would be easy to find.
It's not easy to find.
No, you can't put it on Facebook Marketplace like Octagon used Korean Zombie Final Fight Club for sale, $45, right? Because you would know. You were like, I'll buy it. Well, I'll meet you in the parking lot tomorrow.
It's like the guy who took the Tom Brady jersey for the Super Bowl and then posted it.
Yeah.
Wonder how he got caught. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, shenanigans over, or does it just begin? This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Eat Man Strong, and Fucked Up Energy Drink.
All the world a dream come true? Did it really happen? Was I really there?
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
Heading up to San Francisco.
All right, we are back to you live from Tournament de Pizza. A lot of action down, a lot to go, and been looking forward to this. Hurricane hit, postponed on the program. Let's welcome back our guy, the Platinum One, Mike Perry. Mike, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Randy Harris? Knockout Radio, we out here.
How's things? How's the family? How's it going?
Everything's great, man. Sorry we couldn't... talk sooner, but there was a couple of things got in the way, huh?
Yeah, business comes, family comes first, then business, then Knockout Radio in those three. So
yeah,
you got on the plane, you flew overseas. Let's talk about the possibility of what might be going down next month.
Yeah, man. I mean, from some pretty reliable sources, I'm being told that I'm fighting Logan Paul, so... I'll go and I'll do my job. He's a competitor. I guess he wants to test himself and not to say that no one doesn't have a chance, but he could play his game. He could skate the outside. He could try to hit from long range. He could try some flurries and run away. That's my idea based off him fighting Floyd. And, I got to do my job at the end of the day. I got to go in there and beat this guy up and win the fight.
you know, talk about, you know, we've seen on social media, you know, we know who he's supposed to fight, and now a lot of talk is because of some things that Danis has put up that's going to end that fight. Do you think that's actually going to happen? Because if you ask Joe Public, who would you rather fight, Danis or Mike Perry? I don't know anybody that would say I'd rather fight Mike Perry.
Well, I mean, after all of the talk and stuff, I'm sure Logan wants to get his hands on him. So if Dylan shows up and that's the fight, then, you know, I got other news ahead in December in Dallas. I'll be fighting in BKFC main event on their biggest card ever. So, you know, that should be really exciting in a bare knuckle boxing match. And, you know, if this one doesn't seem to happen, if Danis shows up and both fighters compete and I just get to watch, that's fine. I mean, I just feel like if it happens that way, then it wasn't their time yet.
Now, I know that you are a veteran, and I know you know what to put out and what not to put out. You put everything out except for who the fight will be against. Is that on purpose? We can't find out yet who you're going to fight in Dallas and BKFC.
Man, I'm not sure if I can let that out of the bag, because one, I want it to happen, and I know people talk about manifesting, and they're like, oh, you say what you want to happen, and it'll happen, but I've found in my life that when you talk about things that you want to happen, when you talk about specific details, they tend to change up, and God kind of makes things happen a little differently. So, you know, it might be out there, it might not. So I'll let the speculation continue. And it's about me anyways. I'll be the main event. I'll be the one for people to watch and keep an eye out for. So Mike Perry, main event, BKFC this December, Dallas, Texas.
What's it like for you, Mike? I've known you a long time, you know, and it's Mike Perry's not calling people out. You're being called out. You know, there's the local champion here, Dave Mundell, has been throwing your name around. Mike Richmond was throwing your name around. What's it like to be the hunted? Everybody is coming after the name and the fighter, Mike Perry.
Well, Mike Richmond retired, didn't he? He said he's done with it. You know, kind of, I guess he had his spirits broken. Who knows if he'll come back, he'll find himself again. The other one, you know, Mundell, obviously he's got an itch that he wants to reach and scratch, but you know that itch has scratched his chin twice in this lifetime, and I'm not sure if he will ever earn that opportunity. If he does, if it came through on contracts and paperwork, then we're talking. You know, I'm a businessman, I'm a professional, and we're professional fighters. So there's lots of people making noise for what they wish or want they could possibly get into. And they just, you know, maybe they just want to get in the ring with me so they can get themselves a paycheck, because you're getting paid when you fight me. And so, you know, maybe that's what they're trying to do, and I can understand that. I don't really have to do too much except train hard and fight like I always have.
Absolutely. If whether this fight happens or not with Logan Paul, you know, they have a tendency to, you know, after you have a fight, whether there's bad blood or not, and I'm not saying that there is, you know, there's friendships that are developed. There's business relationships that are developed. Is there any chance, any thought, any opportunity, you know, with Logan's help or without, kind of going and being involved with the WWE?
Ha. Oh, that's a good question. I'd be down to do some skits or you know, dabble in the acting that show might be. Sounds fun, sounds entertaining. I could have a good time with it. I could maybe entertain some fans with it. I'd give it my all. Any opportunity out here for me to network and possibly, you know, just level up and branch out and bring myself into new areas, I'm looking to do that. I'm a grown-ass man. I'm a father. I'm a family man. I have things I have to take care of. And they always say, you know, fighting can't last forever. So, you know, I have always thought differently. I've always thought I will always be a fighter, and I'll fight for everything every day. And, you know, I do it with a different swagger than others might do it. So, you know, whatever the opportunities may be, I'm willing. I just have to figure out what it is they want from me sometimes. If I'm there to just, you know, when I flew out to London, I'm off to the side, and we're coming up with ideas. And it'd just end up me being a professional and talking on the mic a little bit, saying, hey, you know, I'm here, and if these guys need me to fight, then that's my job. That's what I do. So, you know, I didn't join the clown spectacle and, you know, flip the tables myself and things like that. You know, John Fury earned that. You know, he's not a clown up there. He was having fun. He was there. I wasn't just going to go. But it did trash the press conference. It ended it early. You know, I've been watching the Mayweather-McGregor press conference over, and, like, it's like, man, you know, what do you got to do to reach that level? So that's what I'm thinking about.
Do you think that that's even needed? You know, because I've had discussions with Dave Feldman and Lorenzo Hunt, and, you know, I like Lorenzo as a person, but I don't like the antics stuff. You know, and back into the combat sports world, not the WWE, you know, scripted world. Do you think the combat world needs antics like that? Antics like Mick and Nate do? You know, what Conor does,
well,
that kind of stuff?
For a newer fan base, for more people to get in tune, to sell the millions of pay-per-views, there's a certain part of the fan base that goes for intensity or real blood or bad blood or whatever you want to call it. Some of those things get more attention. You know, I think the thing with Juggernaut, when he has been pretty wild at some press conferences, I think that was more so him on a mental warfare side, getting into it with his opponent so that he could, you know, fight them the way he wanted to fight, a more aggressive on both sides. They could both meet in the middle. That's something more that he might have wanted from them, you know, with the Hector Lombard. He felt disrespected maybe by maybe some of the company or the belt or whatever. And, you know, he just wanted to get into Hector's head and make him think that he was a dangerous challenge because Hector was a challenge. And, you know, so that was just mental warfare on my opinion. It's a balance. You have to find the sport side, the technical side, the business side. There's lots of angles that you have to balance out.
Interesting.
So Mike, going back to the entertainment part of what you do, I was in Sunrise with Randy back in 2019 when you stole the thunder from Alex Oliveira, the Cowboy. You took his song. Mm-hmm. You got the crowd on your side. And I know with talking to DJ Tony at the BKFC, you know, your last fight walkout song was Metro Boomin. So how much thought goes into your walkout song? And is it to hype you up, or is it to hype up the crowd, or is it to, you know, to intimidate your opponent?
Oh, man, a little bit of all three for sure. It's important to me that I feel that the song is putting me in the right place mentally for what it is that I need to be prepared to do when I step in the ring. I want it to entertain the crowd as well, which my last song was, it had recently come out. It was a pretty popular song, and that's the type of music I like anyway, so it got my head in you know, especially with some of the lyrics, it might get my head in the right place. Some of that rap stuff, you know, they talk about, you know, gang life and, you know, pulling up on people and just, you know, making money and celebrating and, you know, being successful. So, you know, definitely try to entertain the crowd. I've tried before in the past to pick a song that maybe the crowd would like a little more than I would, but it just never seems to work out. So I go out there, I be myself, and I play something that I would like to hear.
As you're walking, you know, to the ring, I mean, are you thinking fight? Are you thinking, you know, getting into the music? What is going through your mind as you're getting ready to go to battle?
I think all the thinking, all that's done, you know, at that time. I just get to finally be free and be me, and everything I train for, all the hours of work I put in, it's really just focus. I'm not really thinking. I just kind of go with it, and I've warmed myself up for sure. Maybe my body is so jittery, or my stomach, or my brain, and everything is like in a weird place. So I shadow box, I warm up, I try to feel the music, and I get ready to go in there and handle business.
And Mike, before you go, I got to at least ask your comments on John Jones declaring you the greatest African-American fighter. Your thoughts on that? Like,
That's John Jones, man. I take it from him. I felt like he hasn't talked about me in a while. So, and Izzy is so great. So to be, you know, to be put in the category up there, that's cool with me, man. I can take the compliment from the GOAT, Johnny Bones. And, you know, it's most important that I go out under them lights and I perform. And I've proven that over and over, time and time again. So that's what it's all about for me. I put the work in the gym. I've been working out with my wife lately. And she's like, man, you really do hate it when you work out. And because I get so mad that we're about to go do this workout. And because when I go, I'm killing it the whole time. It's so, I only have one speed, and it's everything I got. So every rep, every weight I lift is heavy. Every rep, every set, I'm just moving hard, fast, as much as I can. I'm pushing myself. So I really just, you know, hate it. But then when it's fight time, it's like, I'm easy. It's relaxing now. I get to just be myself, and it won't be too strenuous.
Well, I think that's the comment I was going to leave with is that, you know, before, years ago, it seemed like you're always fighting for respect and fighting to get your shot and fighting to prove yourself. And now I see the demeanor's changed. You can see the professionalism, and you're relaxing your tone of voice, and it's not like, you know, you're doing exactly what you envisioned that this would become for you and your family. So kudos to you for making it your reality.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I have to keep it going, though. I still always feel like I have that chip on my shoulder and I have something to prove. But I also, you know, like I said, I don't need to be a clown to prove it. Like, when they watch, you can tell when you watch my fight, I'm one of those fights that when you watch and you watch us move and we try to attack each other, and me mostly trying to attack them, you see the intensity that I put into it, the effort that I put into all the training and all the strength that I have and my explosiveness. You can see it when you watch me fight. It makes people go, ooh, ooh, and they follow the fight with their eyes, and they, oh, and their mouths open, and they're like, oh, and then they jump out of their seats, you know? So that's what I try to do every time, man. It's about entertaining. That's when I go to the gym and I train. I got sparring tonight. I try to be entertaining. I try to be, you know, thank God I know my sparring partners, because I make fun of them sometimes after I hit them with a good one or we're in the ring. You know, I'll make a little joke while we're in there. So I got to do that in the fight.
Mike, I want you to know how difficult it is for me as I sit there, you know, in the front row of your fights, to not ooh and ah, because, you know, we're supposed to act professional. So I can't with the, oh, my gosh, look at what's going on. And it's hard to do when you're in there performing what you do.
Yeah, well, tell that to the UFC crew, man. They be sitting there having a good old time watching the fights, and now they make all the videos where they're getting all excited when somebody wins the fight. Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, grab it. Ah! Look what happened. So maybe we should all do that. Just enjoy and relax.
That'll be my plan in Dallas at the end of the year. I'm going to book my flight later tonight, and it should be no surprise to you that I will be there in attendance for your fight.
Absolutely, my brother. It'd be a pleasure.
All right. Bye. Thanks for everything. I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, along with a bunch of stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
I appreciate it, man. Always appreciate getting the care packages from Knockout Radio, 8 Man Strong. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, and I always will. Take care. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, brothers. Peace.
Take care. Mike Perry, the Platinum One, and what a good dude.
I like the maturity. I like this Mike Perry. You know, he came a long way. Started from the bottom, and now he's here.
Started at the Hilton in Nashville. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Phyllis Project listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I just learned a very valuable lesson.
What did you learn?
Well, Stunning Steve Linnae, not Stunning Steve Austin, Stunning Steve Linnae, has got all these new gimmicks, right? These new things we're filming, we're adding, we're doing. So we have to be careful what we say when we're off the air, because we're not off the air.
Oh, what, Steve?
So.
Steve, set us up for failure.
Yeah, hopefully that'll get cut out, and if not, whatever.
I mean, look at all these laptops. I mean, what happens with your lap when you stand up?
It's on a stop.
Where does it go?
Good stuff from Mike Perry. And like you said before, a very mature Mike Perry.
I like it. I like the tone.
Yeah, I do. And
but he finally made it. He's here.
Yeah.
He knows he's here.
Yeah.
Right? So well, he can take the edge off. He can actually just get back to the basics of training.
I was going to say this, but it doesn't need to be said. So many people fight to get to the top. And then once they get to the top, they think, all right, I'm here. And it doesn't take long for them to slowly, you know. I think Mike Perry is one of those guys that he's busted his ass so hard to get where he's at. He is the guy. He's the guy. Lorenzo Hunt is the double champ.
Yeah.
Mike Perry's not.
Right.
But I think Mike Perry is the face of this organization.
I believe that.
You know? And I think Lorenzo is up there as well.
For sure.
I'm not saying that.
Can't discredit the double champ.
I have learned some things about you.
Oh, nice.
Your subliminal messaging.
Yes.
How you can get into somebody's head without them even thinking you're getting into their head.
Good.
So you have dropped Lorenzo Hunt's name for the past 3 days, 2 days, in when we went to the fanboy.
Yeah.
So we get Randy Jones' son, Randy Jones, the cowboy, the original cowboy.
A lot of cowboys. Big cowboy.
Yeah, you're all together.
Alex Oliveira.
Yeah, you all resemble each other.
Cowboy.
You all resemble each other.
Donald Cerrone.
You all resemble each other. So we go and we're talking about Radio Row, the Super Bowl. It's the greatest obstacle. It's the greatest circus. What better than to have one of the village people walking around Radio Row?
So cool.
Right? Now he's got to dress the part. Come on, you've done it for years. Let's do it. So we're talking to him, and I talked to his son, you know, as he was getting ready to get on the GNAT. And I'm like, you know, if you could come to Radio Row and you could talk to any celebrity, thinking, you know, maybe I could set it up, maybe I could hook it up. This guy goes Lorenzo Hunt.
Yeah.
That's the guy. And so you called him when he was in Puerto Rico training for his title fight against Chris Camozzi.
Yeah.
And he talked like he was talking to Santa Claus. He was a happy kid.
It's a big day. I know.
But right now it's Mike Perry. It's Mike Perry and Lorenzo Hunt B. 1A, 1B.
Sure.
You know, I think. And I hope Mike Perry gets the Logan Paul fight. I don't think he will.
And Christina Ferreira is the female version of Mike Perry. Like, it's like they've just built for this sport. I mean, you can just see it. It's this in their demeanor. It's in their genetic makeup. It's in their approach to the fight game. You know, they don't have like maybe like who's the girl that does the OnlyFans now? What's her name?
Paige.
Paige VanZant. Like, you're not she's not going to have the star power of like a Paige VanZant. But when you're talking about bare knuckle,
well, it's two different things. Yeah, it's two different things.
She is bare knuckle.
Paige VanZant was always that good-looking girl that was fighting.
Right.
And OnlyFans, I think I read that she made more in one day than she has in her entire combat career.
Did Randy Harris say that Christina Ferreira was not pretty?
I didn't say that at all.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
And I'm not Jimmy Hart either. I didn't.
In Pinellas Park. Was going to send you a care package.
That's fine. But I don't live there either. First of all, my address, my mailing address is in St. Pete. So if you want to meet me in St. Pete, come on. Now, she's a bad – I think she's the best fighter in the organization.
I think so.
You know, and I just saw on her Facebook page, she said that she's been getting – you know, her girlfriend, I guess, is the female talent, right? And that she was told that a lot of female fighters are waiting for her to retire before they'll come to BKFC. And her response was, I'm going to fight till I'm 180. So you won't be fighting here.
Yeah.
She's a bad.
There's some names that are floating around, like Chris Cyborg and like other. You know.
Well, and to her credit, she's like, I want to fight Cyborg because I want to feel what I do to everybody else.
Yeah.
So she's saying
I'm ready.
That Cyborg is not a pushover.
No doubt.
And, you know, big ups to her to say that. And to say the things that Cyborg is, and we've seen.
Well, like Mike Perry said earlier, you know, the fight game doesn't last very long. So if you want to test yourself against the best of the best, you got to have those opportunities. You got to be open to it. Because a lot of fighters duck real talent or
sure.
That they don't want to lose
sure.
to.
Sure.
They know who the best in the world is.
Sure.
Not who holds the belt currently.
Well, and that's what Dave Mundell or somebody for Dave Mundell was saying about Mike Perry, that Mike Perry doesn't want to fight him. And Mike Perry just said he hasn't earned that fight. You know, just because you're the champ doesn't mean that you earned the fight. And when you're at the top of the mountain, why shouldn't you pick and choose? The Paul brothers are doing it.
Yeah.
Sure. And they're being very successful at it because if people didn't care, I couldn't tell you one thing about this Dylan Danis guy other than everything of him being ripped on the internet. He hasn't fought in 409 years, allegedly. I have zero interest, but I'll watch.
Sure.
Because of Paul, not because of Danis.
Yeah.
Where I'll watch Logan fight Mike Perry for both. I think Logan Paul is a superstar.
For sure.
You know,
in every aspect of it.
And they have done it because they came from the TV world. They came from the reality world. And why not pick and choose? I can't believe, I don't think Logan Paul would ever fight Mike Perry. I think that's a dangerous, dangerous fight. And
I think it's a good matchup, though. Because you've got a true fighter, and you got a guy who is a true athlete and got size, reach. You know, so I think the matchup is actually appealing.
It's intriguing.
Right.
And I've always said that, you know, a fight I want to see is if I can't pick who I think is going to win. Not who's going to win. I mean, like, I'm so sure that Ngannou has zero chance, right? And he may still win, but I don't think he has a chance. Logan Paul, bigger, blah, 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 bigger. But it's Mike Perry. I would never bet against Mike Perry, you know. And
dog.
And if he flies me over, I'll go to the fight.
Did you speak about the
you were sitting Prime? Here.
Coach Prime doesn't call his team leaders captain.
Yeah.
They're L for leaders, deep dogs.
But
Mike Perry's a dog in the BKS.
How many jerseys have an L or a D on her?
Two.
No, I'm curious. It's a serious question. I'll bet you more. Yeah, I'll bet you more. I'm pretty sure that Colorado and the way Deion Sanders has built this team has more than two dogs.
Yeah.
Right? So you could slap them all on there. I've texted Dave Feldman. I'm trying to get any info I can about BKFC Dallas.
Yeah, they're huge. Is that going to be in the Dallas Arena or the stadium?
No.
AT&T? the home to Jerry building?
No. No.
What?
Zero chance.
What if they sold out? The Palace? Because, like, you know, plenty of these chairs and Cowboys won't win.
I'm not 100%. Well, WrestleMania sells out.
You're already out of the playoffs?
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eliminated from this
Well, they're trying to trade for 2030 draft picks. You know. Yeah. Speaking of that, let's hit this break, and then let's talk about what's going on at $1 with Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Do they? Should they? Would they? Will they? All of that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8 Man Strong.
San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll.
Hi, this is Ozzy Smith, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Stap Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. Why?
Wade Boggs did it right. He's like, Hall of Fame baseball player, Wade Boggs. Tells you who he is, what he did. So I'm going to start doing my liners when I get him.
When my younger brother was, I don't remember, 12, 13, 14, he went to a baseball camp out at Azalea. I don't know what it's called anymore. The Rays took it over. The Mets used to be out there. I think the Cardinals were there for a little bit. And Wade Boggs put on a hitting exhibition. That's also where I can't remember his name. He was the pitching coach of the Yankees, Billy something. I can't remember. Came and told my dad, that kid right there, talking about my younger brother, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, and this was at 12 or 13. I mean, he was quite the athlete, pitched at Alabama, blah, 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 blah. So Wade Boggs comes up and says before every pitch where he's going to hit the ball. 2 inches off the left field line, bam, puts it there in left field. Right center, blah, 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 bam.
Babe
Ruth pointed for a home run. Wade Boggs, he called the shot. Well, so did Wade Boggs. Wade Boggs was legit. Wade Boggs was the real deal. Still weird to see him wearing a Yankee and a Rays. All right, let's continue. I was going to, the Mike Evans. Let me jot down that I want to bring up some more controversy.
Yeah, will Mike Evans retire as a Buck? Or will his jersey have to go somewhere else for a while and then come back as a one-day employee to retire again?
Here's the thing. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Of the Rays?
I'm not a fan.
Of the Bucks?
I'm not a fan of anything. I'm not a fan. I've been involved in sports for a long time.
Business as usual.
If I'm the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I trade Mike Evans.
Because he's injury prone?
It's not that. I know that they don't want to say a rebuilding. This team is not going to the Super Bowl.
How many games are going on this year?
I got to look at the schedule. I think the over-under is 6.5, something like that.
That makes sense.
All right. You know what? Now the South is awful. You know, New Orleans is the favorite. You know, Carolina with a new quarterback, Atlanta, blah, 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 blah. So let's just say you can win the South with Mike Evans. And you get eliminated in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then Mike Evans leaves at the end of the year.
So his contract is up. Yeah. So then you get
nothing
more value for him now.
Exactly.
Trade him for something good.
The Angels not trading Ohtani was stupid.
Give him to a team that's a contender to like actually win.
Well, you know, this is where it becomes business. I don't know Mike Evans' contract. Mike Evans may have a say in if he gets traded. Or he may have a no-trade clause. I don't know. So let me ask you as a business then. You know, and again, it's hypothetical, so you can lie your butt off. Yeah. So I don't even know why I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah, ask me. I'm a professional.
No, you're really not. That's the problem.
I
all right, so Mike Evans has done a great deal in this community and for this team.
Okay.
He's restructured his contract. He didn't get money back.
Right.
He got restructured.
Right.
Well, fans think that, you know, still it was great.
He's a good guy. Gave all the money back, so he got a better
He didn't give nothing back. He restructured. Say you can get a better deal sending a player, not even Mike Evans, I'm just saying a business decision for somebody that has been your guy.
Right.
Arguably could be discussed as a Hall of Famer. Could be. Could be in the discussion.
He's got a ring. He's got the yards. He's got the stats.
It's the stats. It's not the ring. I mean, to me, the ring means
it is a current league. It's kind of like Steph Curry. No, it is a passing league now. It's not a running league.
Yeah, so because they don't even want running backs.
So your yardage is a lot higher. Receptions are higher.
So my question from a business standpoint, you like Mike Evans.
Yes.
Okay, I get that. You know, you want to do what's right by Mike. You want to do what's right by the team. You could trade Mike Evans to Kansas City and get a fourth round pick.
Okay.
I'm just making this up as I go. Okay. Or you could trade him to, what's the worst team?
The Bucks.
Well, you can't trade him to yourself, even though they've done you're not going to trade him.
You're going to do the practice squad.
You're not going to trade him to New Orleans, Atlanta, so we're going to rule those out. Arizona.
Well, how much is that a strategy of not sending him to a contender?
Well, of course not.
Division?
Well, it's not the contender. You don't want to send somebody like that in your conference.
Right.
So you could get 2 firsts if you send them to San Diego. Well, they're LA now, but whatever.
Or Arizona. You could send them to Calgary.
Well, I understand that.
All of them.
Yeah, but Mike Evans could win in Calgary.
There's 12 out of him. You get an extra player.
Yeah, he could win. He could snap the ball to himself, throw it to himself, and probably win in Calgary.
Like the former Bud and Clinton.
So which would you do? How much does loyalty come in, and how much does... You've got to, the general manager has to do what's best for the organization. I mean, John Lynch left. Warren Sapp left. Derek Brooks left, sort of, but couldn't find a deal he wanted, so he retired.
I mean, I think it really depends on Michael. You know, if he wants to retire a Buck and he has a Super Bowl, so I got the ring, he's going to retire with one team. You know, I think he's going to be driving the bus.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not going to take less money to stay.
You don't think he
would? I mean, substantial less money. I mean, $500,000, maybe he would. I wouldn't. Why would you do that?
Because he wants to, he loves, lives here, he has a house here, he doesn't want to move, he likes the weather.
Money talks, BS walks. So again, if it's sizable, he keeps his house, he goes and plays in New England in the snow or whatever for 2 or 3 years, banks another $40 million. Well, he's making, what, 30? Where the two of them are making 30, so say 15. It's $22 million to leave, $15 million to stay.
But, I mean, so how much of it is, because let's be honest, without Mike Evans, do we have any, like, real marketable superstars?
Chris Godwin.
That's not the same.
It's not the same. He's an awesome number two.
So Mike's going to sell more tickets. He's going to sell more jerseys. He's going to sell more
merchandise. I don't buy that.
That's a big deal. For a ticket sale, for value of a contract.
I don't buy that.
What do you bring to the organization?
I get it, but I don't buy that.
What does Messi do for Inter Miami?
Oh, first of all, I like Mike Evans. Mike Evans isn't Messi.
No, I'm not saying that. But in Tampa,
did you see
season,
somebody ran on the field to attack Messi or to come up to Messi?
His bodyguard.
His bodyguard got to him before the bodyguard on scene got to him.
I understand that. But the point is, like, who are you going to market and put your advertising dollars behind this season as a marquee player? On the stadium.
The logo.
No, but I'm saying, You need Mike Evans for ticket sales.
No, you don't.
And he'll pay for his contract.
No, you don't.
The difference in what you're going to lose or save or get back.
I disagree with you. It's either win. It's either be close enough to win or rebuild. You know, what's funny is this community, and I can only talk about this community, hated that the Buccaneers were awful for so long. Then they go out and win a Super Bowl, and now they expect that all the time. Well, you have to rebuild again.
Yeah.
You get when the going's good. What good is keeping Mike Evans? And I'm not saying trade him. I mean, I like Mike Evans. Mike Evans is one of the top receivers in football.
For sure.
But if you're not going to win, and I mean more than just...
You try to get as much value out of him as you can. That's the business side.
That's the business side.
Right.
Fans, oh my God, if Mike Evans leaves, I'll never wear another Buccaneer shirt again. I'll take the bet.
Yeah, don't worry. When they get another star player,
you'll burn something, you know, like you guys do, and next thing you know, they're going to get a great draft pick. They're going to do whatever. Baker Mayfield's going to do something good in a game, and it slowly dwindles away.
All right, so let me borrow your pen. Let's go through the. You tell me how many games we're going to win this season.
When Warren Sapp
with Mike Evans.
When Warren Sapp left, it was the weirdest thing to see him in silver and black.
Not weirder than Joe Montana though. Chief.
Emmitt Smith as a Cardinal.
That was not bad.
What? Yes, it was as bad. Yeah. Emmitt Smith as an Arizona Cardinal.
Favre as a Jet.
Rodgers as a Jet. It's going to be weird.
All right, so first game, Buccaneers, Vikings.
just run down the schedule first.
So, Bucks, Vikings, Bears, Eagles, Saints, Lions, Falcons, Bills, Texans, Titans, 49ers, Colts, Panthers, Falcons, Packers, Jags, Saints, Panthers.
It's not as awful as a hard a schedule as I would have thought.
Yeah, because you got the Jaguars in there.
The Jags are pretty good.
Panthers.
First of all, since you don't really know a whole lot, the Jags are pretty good.
They never won anything. It's only the last time they won a Super Bowl.
They've never won the Super Bowl.
They have an awful program.
Okay.
I mean, I know Coach Prime over there. Coach Prime's a real deal. Coach Prime could probably win the NFL Super Bowl this year. The national champions.
See, if
college football and professional football, both national champions.
If you ever would talk intelligently, it could be an intelligent conversation.
I'm saying that this National Football League, so the winner of the Super Bowl is the national champion. Changed my mind.
What
else?
Oh, wait. No, it's good.
That's all. I ran it down. That's the whole season.
You know, I'm not going to give a prediction until I at least spend 20 minutes looking at the other teams.
Okay.
What do you mean? I don't
just
know.
Just the logo. Nothing.
That's all I got to look at is the
you're
logo?
You're looking at the logo. You're not looking at the
I don't know. I don't
watch your combine film on these
why,
guys.
Why can't I?
No. We're going based on just what do you think this season will hold. Baker Mayfield at the helm. Mike Evans taking plays off so he doesn't get injured so he can get traded and get a good contract. Like Chris Godwin carrying all the work until he gets injured because he's carrying all the work. Right? Leonard Fleurette is over here boxing in South St. Pete. He's not even...
He's done.
Doing football.
Right.
So I mean, what do you think your beloved hometown fans...
Well, don't say those rude things to me.
You're a fan.
You know better than that.
But what's your prediction?
My prediction
over
is...
under six.
My prediction is this. Let's hit the top of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. Two down, one to go.
At the Bama Breeze, you can shoot some pool down there. You can act a fool down there.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome
every... WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.